This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. With many states facing budget shortfalls, governors across the country are proposing drastically reduced budgets. Especially hard hit is funding for the arts, which is expected to plummet in more than 40 states. New Jersey has become the third state to propose doing away with arts spending entirely. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
New Jersey Governor James McGreevy was obviously not enjoying himself when he announced more than $300 million in cuts as part of his proposed budget for the coming year.
Let me be clear. I didn't run for office to make these kinds of cuts and to cause people pain. I take no pride in having to announce these measures, but I also have to be responsible and make sure that we put this state on sound financial footing.
To achieve that, McGreevy proposed cutting funds for higher education, prescription drug benefits for seniors, and health insurance subsidies. McGreevy's press secretary, Micah Rasmussen, says that a sagging economy and cuts in federal support left the state with no choice but to reduce services.
The federal government has decided that it can no longer provide the amount of state aid that it has provided in the past. The president's stimulus package did not contain aid for states, even though the states are feeling the worst slump that they've ever seen in terms of their budget deficits.
With New Jersey facing a projected $4.6 billion budget shortfall next year, arts leaders in the state say they were expecting cuts in state funding. But Governor McGreevy, a Democrat, went a step further. He proposed to eliminate all $32 million in state money for the arts. Lawrence Goldman is president of the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, which stands to lose about $1.4 million next year.
Now, in one stroke, New Jersey goes from being at the top of the list as one of the most distinguished states and most enlightened to the very bottom. First time there's a problem, what do we do? Let's cut the arts.
The New Jersey Performing Arts Center opened in October of 1997 at a cost of $180 million. More than half of that money, over $100 million, came from the state. That was a risky investment, says Goldman, but one that's paying off in a revitalized downtown Newark.
That's why this seems so crazy to me. The arts are not a frill, they're an investment, and 20 years ago, one had to make the case. Now it's just accepted by economists, by political leaders, by business leaders, that every dollar spent on the arts brings back at least $2.50 to $3 in other revenue, a good portion of which goes to state and local taxes.
Goldman points to a 1994 study from Rutgers University, which found that much of that money is generated through concert tickets, restaurant meals, parking, and paying for babysitters. Nationally, advocates estimate that the arts account for $134 billion in economic activity. Robert Lynch is president of Americans for the Arts.
It's actually a theory that everybody has had for years. The arts are an engine of economic development. And that's not what they're for, actually. They're for beauty and enjoyment and having people have a better life. But in fact, in addition to that, they actually help them have a better economic life.
That argument seemed to hold sway with state legislators in the 1990s. During that decade, state arts budgets grew faster than overall spending, rising to a peak of $447 million in 2001. The rebound followed a contraction in the late 80s as a result of the recession. Jonathan Katz, executive director of the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies, says arts agencies are going through the same thing again.
You could say it's a roller coaster ride in state government. The money goes up, the money goes down.
Katz says the two states that saw the most growth in arts spending during the last decade, California and Massachusetts, are now among the first to scale back. The most drastic proposals have been in Missouri, Arizona, and now New Jersey. According to Jonathan Katz, only one state has ever zeroed out funding for its arts agency. That was Louisiana in 1993. Just a year later, the state legislature set aside $4 million to start the agency up again. Arts leaders in New Jersey are still hoping for a similar turnaround this year, says the New Jersey Performing Arts Center's Lawrence Goldman.
We are a creative bunch in the arts. We have very important board members from the corporate sector, from the private sector. We are not going to take this sitting down. The governor himself told us, you know, if he were us, he'd go out and fight like hell to get this restored, and that's just what we're going to do.
Goldman points out that the proposed New Jersey budget is just that, a proposal. The introduction of the budget is the first step in a process that can take 5 months. Goldman hopes state legislators will take a softer line on the arts than the governor has proposed. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Newark, New Jersey.